CliffCentral.com. I've got to get Cello in here. He's got lots to do today, and he's got a very busy weekend ahead. So let's, Flax, can we bring Cello Hatang in, please? Cello Hatang is, of course, the CEO of the Nelson Mandela Foundation. They are such a great organization. They look after the legacy of Nelson Mandela. They are archivists for all of the things that he achieved in his remarkable life, all the things that he said in his remarkable life. It's a hell of a responsibility to look after the reputation and the legacy of Nelson Mandela. And Cello Hatang is the guy who has to do it. He also is obviously very busy at the moment because it's Nelson Mandela Day on Monday, and everybody in the world is going to do their 67 minutes for anything that they regard as a good cause. There are specific causes that the foundation are looking to espouse this year, and we'll talk about some of those in a second. But he's also here to tell us about a book. We're here to talk about the Bill Gates lecture, which is the Nelson Mandela lecture that Bill Gates is giving. There's so much to talk about. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and welcome to the studio live this morning on this Friday, just before Nelson Mandela Day. Cello Hatang! How are you, Cello?
I'm good, and you? Great, I thought I'd hear some hands clapping.
Oh,
some audience. You know, I mean, really, Gareth, you know.
Sorry, it's been a long week.
Jeez.
We're a little bit tight.
I mean, really.
My bally asked me for some kind of energy bar or something this morning. She said she's exhausted.
Oh.
You must be exhausted.
Yeah, well, please ask me on the 29th how I feel like.
Now, Nelson Closer Mandela Day, it's become bigger and bigger every year. There's more and more going on. Clearly, all over the world, people want to take part, and they do. And in this country, it becomes one of those few occasions where we can all get together and do something good. We will be going to Ikwezi School in Soweto on Monday, and we will be painting the school. We'll be feeding the kids. We will be broadcasting live from there. But I think everybody's got something on their agenda. What are the specific focus points for the foundation for this year's Nelson Mandela Day?
I think maybe let's take a step back, Gareth, to the time you are aware of this because you were involved back in 2009. Mm. You'd remember that when we launched the first Mandela Day, it was just in two cities.
That's right.
In Johannesburg and New York. Today, we're talking about Mandela Day being celebrated around the world, that we have it in 48 countries at least by last count. There's a lot that's happening. So for this year, we've got four focal areas, and we've got, and all of them are about dignity, restoration of dignity. So we've got shelter, where we'll be working with Habitat for Humanity, and a couple other institutions have come through to say they'll help build houses. And then we also have literacy, which you touched on, around books and libraries, and just making sure that we have a reading culture
right. In
our country. The third element is food security. You know, one of the things that pains me is how you can still this day talk about 25% of South Africans going to bed hungry every night. That one in six children suffer from severe malnutrition. And you know that South Africa is wealthy enough to look after its own. But the fact that we can still be talking about those figures tell you there's a problem. So the last area of focal area is on environment.
Mm.
You know, one of the things that we take for granted is our environment. One of the observations that Madiba made while driving to the Western Cape back in the 1960s, I think it was 1961, he said that he looked around and he saw so much plastic that was all around him. And he said, you know, with this kind of filth and trash that's been thrown around, I wonder if my great-grandchildren will enjoy the kind of environment that I enjoyed, the hills, the lakes, the dams, and all the stuff that makes life what it is, the green trees. And if we don't look after this earth that we have now, we have none to leave for those who are coming.
So those are four obviously very important areas. And you know, we encourage anybody who hasn't already got something to do for Nelson Mandela Day to just dedicate an hour and 7 minutes, really, to whatever it is that you want to espouse. And if it can be in those four areas, you'll make the most difference, I think, this year. But really, it's not a hard thing to do.
Yeah, and we're asking that you go beyond just the 67 minutes, because for these things, which is something that we've been criticized for, that for it to be sustainable, it needs to just not be an action on the 18th of July.
Perfectly, it should be about making every day a Mandela Day. I'm amazed, though, at how much has been achieved in that short space of time. As you said, in 2009, only two cities. And here we are just a few years later, and we've got a worldwide movement going. Mm. So it's a terrific thing to be a part of, and I think South Africans in particular get behind it in a big way. Obviously, you're going to have a very busy day on Monday, but you've also got a busy day on Sunday. Bill Gates is here.
That's a big one.
Yeah, tell me about this.
You know, we last year we hosted Thomas Piketty, and Piketty challenged Bill Gates specifically, saying that if there's one person who can change how the wealthy spend their money, in terms of changing the dynamics around poverty and inequality, it's Bill Gates. So we then thought we should invite him to come through and share his thoughts on how we can help build a country of Madiba's dreams, on how we can build the world that cares about the disadvantaged. So he'll be here to share his thoughts. The theme of the lecture is living together.
Mm.
And for us, living together suggests that you cannot have a society that lives together and enjoys the fruits of democracy, in our case, when you have the disparity between the rich and the poor, that gap growing every day and growing so wide that some feel that they are discarded.
Right.
So the living together then comes in there. But then we also chose to take it to Mamelodi.
Right.
To the listeners out there, I'd like to ask you to join us because Mamelodi is a significant place. It's a significant place of struggle. I don't know if many know that the apartheid government chose to bury most of the people that they hanged there.
Mm.
So all the struggle veterans who were hanged were then buried there. Of course, they never got there. The remains were never given to the families. So sometimes they were stacked in a grave, maybe three or four in a grave after being hanged. And then there's also people who were killed by the apartheid government were buried in these graves just in fields there in Mamelodi. So we will be marking or celebrating those lives that were lost. And the dedication is to the families of those who lost their loved ones. Most of them feel that we've discarded them. We've forgotten about their pain. And in fact, some of them have never been able to recover the remains of their loved ones. Last week, Thursday, I managed to visit about 28 families.
Sure.
And the stories, Gareth, leave you with the sense that South Africa is a pained place.
Damaged.
It's a damaged place that there are many touch points where we are wounded. And those wounds, until such time that we plow something and make sure that we heal those wounds. The children of those who lost their lives, who don't know their dads, in most cases it's their dads, will need to be counseled for life.
Yep.
Sometimes all the family found was just a rib bone.
Yeah.
And that's it, just a rib bone. And that's
sometimes sometimes they found nothing.
Nothing at all.
Because they would have just seen their family member disappear, and they would never have known where they'd been buried. They would never have found out. And some of these records have been destroyed.
Yeah.
So we don't actually know.
Yeah. And a good example is the Murudi family. Who lost their son and the perpetrator then took them to the site. He said, "This is where we tortured your son, and then we took him. We dumped his body here once we had killed him, and they couldn't find anything, not a shred of T-shirt, nothing. And for that family, that's the site is all they have. This is where the guy was last seen. Yeah. His body was last seen." So all those it's harrowing, and we're saying let's remember those people, but in remembering there's also a lot of pain. Of course, there's one of the oldish women who I visited said that Hatang, you're taking me to a place that I thought I had left behind me, and I actually have been forgotten, and I was better off forgotten. You're now taking me back to be remembered and to remember. And I think memory is a powerful thing because there's power in wanting to forget. I think for as long as we can, let's try and bring in those families to say your contribution helped bring South Africa to what it is today.
Well, so much of what you do at the foundation is around memory.
That's it.
And the center of memory, the Nelson Mandela Center of Memory, which I would advise anybody who has not been to see it, you should go and have a look at it. You can see various exhibitions. You guys rotate the exhibitions often. You will show different aspects of Madiba's life. You will show some of his awards. You will show photographs of his time in jail before. You will share letters that he wrote, thoughts that he had. You can even let people see his office. It's all there at the Nelson Mandela Foundation. And the Center of Memory is really about increasing that archive of memories for the whole country collectively.
Yep.
So that we can come to a better understanding of where we come from. If you don't hear people's stories and you aren't aware of the kind of pain that we come from, there is a tendency to be cavalier about some of this stuff. And if we don't remember history, we're bound to repeat the same mistakes.
And that's why the
and can I add, Mamelodi has just recently been the focus of quite a lot of violence and quite a lot of political tension, which I think is again instructive. And it's good that we're having this lecture there. The richest man in the world is going to one of the poorest neighborhoods in the world to deliver a lecture about inequality. It tells you that's quite a story.
Yeah. And I think, if anything, we're hoping that the lecture will leave something behind for the community of Mamelodi. We engaged with students recently about Mamelodi, and we were saying to them, you know, there's so much that can be done post-lecture. Work with us to make sure that we can do more. Because the lecture can only do so much. It's an hour and a half, two at most. And at the end of that lecture, there needs to be something that's left behind that says, we can build a country of Madiba's dreams. We can build a country of our own dreams. And I think if there's one thing that we need to also try to remember is that for most families who are there, the levels of poverty that they go through remind them of their place in society. And their place is not to be poor. Their place is to thrive in an unequal society that we actually continue to perpetuate to making it more unequal. So as your contribution through Mandela Day, little as it might be, we're trying to say to you, try and make it every day. Projects that you try to leave a legacy there that says to those people, at least there's something that I'm left with. Good example is I went to the Free State. Jay Naidu has a project in the Free State where they bought land back that was going to be that had been sold to a farmer who was going to evict people from there. They then gave back about 40% of that land to the community. Now the community of Naledi owns as part owner of the land, and now they're saying to this community, help us to make sure that other people realize that they can contribute by doing projects like those. So all of us would be that side in the Free State, opening a school. Last year, they renovated using Mandela Day. They renovated the school and built around it, made the environment friendly to for kids to learn. This year, they did a whole crash. So the whole crash will be launched in the name of Madiba. Those are stories that you want to hear more of, because that's legacy. In the next 40 years, 50 years, they'll say this was made possible because of Mandela Day.
Is there any better or more noble goal than to leave the world better than you found it? That's pretty much the best any of us could hope for. No matter who you are or where you are, if you can do that, you've lived a good life.
That's it.
You've got a book that you're launching.
Yeah, this is a biggie.
Tell me about this.
This is a book, The Great South African Cookbook.
Yes.
Which will be coming out at the end of the month.
I'm a terrible cook, by the way. There's no way I'll be able to even use this book to improve my cooking skills.
May I just tell you, I think that was aimed at me. It's just an indirect kick.
Why? Are you also a terrible cook?
Because he knows I'm a bad cook.
Oh, okay.
So it's, so I think it's okay. Gareth.
We've eaten together many times, but yeah. I've never had a meal prepared by Selo.
Thank you.
Have you almost cut your finger off cutting an avocado?
Because
he's done that. Yeah. And if you haven't, you're better than him.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It means I'm on the better side of you then. But to show you how good I am.
Yeah.
I'm featured with 67 of the best cooks in the country. How's that?
Yeah, okay.
I won't tell you what meal I prepared. You have to buy the book to see.
I'm going to guess.
No, you don't have to, because then I have to confirm. So,
all right, so we've got the book, 67 different chefs, 67 recipes?
Yep, 67 recipes. But the book will be, at the heart of the book is ensuring that we deal with the issue of food
security. Yeah.
So what you're going to do is, all the proceeds coming from this will be part donated to Food and Trees Africa.
Okay.
I don't know if you know them. They will be helping with the vegetable gardens in schools, particularly in
Excellent.
Schools. So where there's a need for a water borehole, we will do that to ensure that you can sustain the garden and help that community to thrive, at least through a little. This is a little thing that we would be trying to do.
Right.
This is a third in a series. So the first one was in New Zealand, second one Australia, and we are the third country. And we say to South Africans, we know you are great. You will make the Great South African Cookbook a success.
And also, you know, it's nice to see that you're publishing a book where, because one thing we do have in common, we're always looking for reasons to separate ourselves from each other. Mm-hmm. In this country. And that was one thing Madiba was against. He mm-hmm. wanted us to unify, to come together, to find reasons to talk to each other, to agree. One thing I think we can all agree on is good food.
Yep.
So this is another good reason to get together and be South African and find something that we're proud of as one of our identity markers.
And as my promise, I'll then just prepare what I prepared in the book for you. To prove that I did it.
Yes.
Because I'm going to be told, no, it's your wife who did it. No, actually, it was me. Already those, you won't actually hurt me anymore, Gareth, because that has been thrown at me before. I know you're going to try.
No, I won't. I'll try your food. That's what I'll
think,
try.
Perfect.
We'll do
perfect.
That. Selo, I know you've got a busy week. I know you've got to get out of here and you've got appointment after appointment. All the best for Nelson Mandela Day on Monday. We will be supporting you, as will many of our listeners. And I hope that they'll also buy this book, the Great South African Cookbook. The proceeds obviously going to very good causes to do with food security. And good luck for the lecture on Sunday too.
Thank you so much, and I look forward to hosting you on
Is
Sunday.
Bill Gates going to sleep next door to the lecture hall in Mamelodi?
I'm not sure where he's going to sleep, but he will definitely be there. He will definitely be there delivering the lecture, and I look forward to hosting you on Sunday.
Excellent. Thank you, Selo. Very good. Selo Atang from the Nelson Mandela Foundation. Lots of things going on there. Make sure that you don't miss out on any of it. And, of course, you can always go and visit the Nelson Mandela Center of Memory, too, which I'd encourage anyone to do. If you haven't done that before, it's a fascinating place to explore some of the things that South Africa has been through, some of the things that Madiba's life taught us, instructive, useful stuff. And we'll catch up with a little bit more news. Our guest in a short while, too. Lots of things to talk about. CliffCentral.com.